Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Jane, to break down the key stories for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026.
Thanks, Paul. It's been another jam-packed day in the AI world with some really interesting developments, especially in model capabilities and regulation.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into our top story. OpenAI has officially launched GPT 5.4 Cyber, a new variant specifically tailored for cybersecurity defenders. This sounds like a significant move, Jane.
It really is, Paul. OpenAI is positioning this as a, quote, cyber-permissive model, meaning it's fine-tuned to assist with defensive cybersecurity tasks. They're also expanding their trusted access program, allowing verified users easier access for this critical work.
That's an interesting approach, focusing on specific, high-stakes applications. Speaking of advanced AI, Anthropic made waves today with news that their Claude Opus 4.6 agents actually outperformed their own human alignment researchers. It certainly makes you wonder about the future of AI development, right? Shifting gears a bit, we also saw a notable regulatory development today. Maine has enacted the first U.S. state-level moratorium on large-scale data centers. That's a first, indeed. And while we're on the topic of the broader AI landscape, a quick update on the Sam Altman situation. His Molotov attacker has been arraigned, with the defense claiming mental health issues. A somber reminder of the human element in this fast-evolving space. Agreed. Now, let's look at the developer side. Vercel has open-sourced their, quote, Open Agents platform for cloud-based AI coding agents. And Notion has also launched custom AI agents after years of development, end quote. Seems like agentic AI is really taking off. So many exciting developments across the board, from specialized models to regulatory shifts and the rise of AI agents. It's truly a dynamic time. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for April 15th, 2026. Thanks for joining me, Jane, and thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then,